So the children of prisoners, we, by the way, so you know it, as a church, we give a lot of money to missions. As a small congregation, one of the things we delight in doing every year at our annual meeting and report to the church in the end of January or February is the missions dollars that this small congregation sends out. We are helping to feed the needy in our country. We are help feeding the needy in our own regional area. We do a food bank Sunday, last Sunday of the month, coming up very soon here, and you bring your food and we give it away. Arliss, thank you for taking that food on our behalf to the food bank, and some of you have been involved in feeding. Thank you, Gail, and helping minister, I think, on Thanksgiving and some of the holidays, and those who need feeding in our local counties. Costs a lot more than $35 a month for some of the other programs helping in our own nation as well. But a lot of us hear about missions, and we can't specifically go do the missions. Some people look at me and say, I'm on a fixed income, I'm retired, there's nothing I can do. We get it, we understand it, but this is something you can do. And as a congregation, you have stood beautifully already with the children of prisoners. I should say to you, and I mean this in all gratitude and humility, you have responded so beautifully for this. This small congregation is spoken of so highly across the nation and other churches when they talk about this program, because so many of you have already responded preciously to sponsor a child. It only cost $35 a month. Chuck Colson began Prison Fellowship. As you know, this ministry is impeccable with integrity. Once that man repented, he became a leading theologian in Christianity. And if you read his books, they are full of depth and life. But your $35 a month helps to bring children to Jesus, helps provide nutrition, health care, educational needs, helps protect them from trafficking. And when we can't specifically go, we can do this. So my ask of you this morning is, some of you who have sponsored in the past, possibly you might want to consider sponsoring another one. Our contact in the congregation is Daria. Daria Frank handles this for us. And at the back table this morning, she's got packets for 8 kids. And if more step up and want to look those over and sponsor some of those children, great. If you want some others, if we go for more than that, then we'll send for more than that. So this is a ministry in which they need help, and there are thousands of kids waiting. So I bring it to you as your pastor to say, it's one of our ways to stepping up when Jesus has changed our lives to help change the lives of others. What does it cost? $35 a month. Annually, $420. You can pay it quarterly. You can pay it monthly. How much of the donation does the child receive? The child receives 75%. Child doesn't receive it directly. It goes to people who oversees this. 75% of it goes directly to their needs as the caseworkers support them, and they are people of integrity. Will my child write to me? Yes, they do write to you. How many have had your children write to you? Say, it's really cool. They write to you and let you know how they're doing in school, and if they need an interpreter, the caseworker finds an interpreter for them. Some have a few concerns. Let me just make a couple of specific comments. They don't give them your specific address, so they come down and chase you down and harangue you for money someday. That's not what this is about. This is not that kind of thing. It is very carefully overseen. And they do write to you. How long will your sponsorship last? Sometimes the average is about 9 years. It's a long-term commitment. If you reach a place where you can no longer do it, they understand and they will work very hard to find somebody to replace that sponsorship. But there are kids that you can step up to the plate on their behalf. And I'm asking you this morning to consider it. As an expression of thanks, maybe you go without a couple of Starbucks. Maybe you go without a few candy bars or Pops or Starbucks, or you skip a lunch or two or something like that. But it is something that we can do. Jesus loved, welcomed, and blessed the kids. Now, since Jesus has done so much for us, let's give him our thanks and then let's tangibly serve him by serving and giving for the least of these. How many are grateful for the blood of Jesus? How many are grateful for his mercy in your life? Stand with me, would you? Musicians, will you come? We're going to finish with give thanks to the Lord again as we close. Lord, we thank you for the privilege of being here this morning together. We pray that you will bless and strengthen your people, even as they go back to the table to check out the children to be sponsored or touch their hearts, Lord, with anyone new to be able to be sponsored. It's up to you, Lord, and we want to do our parts to minister. We thank you first and foremost for your grace and your mercy in saving us and changing our lives. Now, as we come up to Thanksgiving, I know it's another week away, but as we come up, Lord, we are just so full of thanks to you and for you, for who you are and all that you do. Amen. Raise your hands for the blessing, will you? The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you will abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, Lord, send your people out these doors with joy and abounding with thanksgiving. In Jesus' name. They all said?
Amen.
God bless you. Be released in the joy of the Lord.